Today's scripture reading is from Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 through 14.
今天所读的经文是诗篇第19章1至14节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们用启应的方式，先用英文读，之后先用中文。
Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard.
Their voice goes out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In heaven,
which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression.
耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的法度确定能使愚人又智慧。耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和华的律法全被能苏醒人心，耶和 求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不用借罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。我的仆人，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的意言，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿神祝福读嘅同听嘅。
The children may now be dismissed quietly for worship.
小朋友可以留下嚟到有儿童嘅崇拜。
And the title for Pastor Wilson's sermon today is Nature and God's Word.
程牧师今日讲到嘅题目就话大自然与神的话语。
Just as a disclaimer, you don't have to shake my hand today, or
or be near me. I don't think I'm contagious or anything. Just this past week has been tough for me with stomach problems, but I think it's probably just an allergic reaction to antibiotics, not stomach virus. But just in case, you can keep your distance.
有少少唔係好舒服，咁我覺得可能咧只係一個食物一個嘅敏感嘅反應，咁所以咧，即係如果今日我唔同你握手，或者其他嘢，唔好介意。So
if you see me leaving in the middle of the sermon and Elder Wilson finishing, you'll know the reason.
如果你見我突然間行咗去，我幫佢讀咗佢嘅經文嘅，讀咗成個講道嘅時候，你就知道有咩事發生。
In all seriousness, nature tells us a lot about how great God is.
这个大自然其实是将这个神的伟大是讲了出来。
You know, His great power is seen, right? In the created world around us.
他的在我周围，身边所有的东西是展现出他出来。
Let me just give one example for you to consider. I'm sure you've already considered it, but it's matching what Psalm 19 says. Right today, it's cold out there, but it's a bright, sunny day.
你看好像外面非常寒冷，但是是一个阳光普照的日子。
Did you know that astronomers tell us that the sun is a ball of gases, chiefly hydrogen?
你知不知道科学家告诉我太阳是一个气体。
And it's burning itself up in a vast nuclear reaction.
不停地自己在燃烧。
And here's the amazing part. It's destined to continue burning, according to the experts, for at least 6 billion more years.
这个科学家说，接下来这个6亿年，它都会继续在燃烧。
Here's another amazing thing about the sun that you might know already. The sun is so far away from the earth that light radiating from its surface, you know how long it takes to get here? 8 minutes.
咁虽然地球离呢个太阳好远，嗰啲光嘅辐射，8秒钟，8分钟就嚟到了。
See, that's just one example of the astonishment, the marvel of the created order. It just overwhelms us.
咁你睇到就话喺呢个自然界呢个创造，其实有几神奇咧？
And in contrast, we are just a speck in God's great universe.
咁其实我哋喺神嘅面前，好似呢个就系一点咁多嘅啫。
Now, as great as the wonders of nature are, as you well know, and for all we can tell, all that it can tell you about God, it can't revive the soul.
咁但系个太阳几伟大都好，唔可以将一个嘅灵魂去令到佢哋苏醒。
You and I, the world needs a word from God to revive the soul.
你同我都需要神嘅话语，令到我哋嘅灵魂可以苏醒。
You see, there are no literal words that you hear about God, about the living God, through nature and its wonders.
咁冇一样嘢喺呢个自然界去从呢个话语咁样出嚟。
There are no literal words that you read about God in nature.
咁亦都喺呢个自然界里面冇一啲嘢系好似喺文字上边去讲到神去出嚟。
Yes, on the one hand, you're getting information through the splendor of the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the oceans, right?
一方面你去睇自然界，睇到佢嘅荣美，佢嘅荣华。
But there are limitations to the nature that what nature can tell you about the living God.
但另一方面，这个自然界能够又有讲到几多俾你听，知道神佢系点样样嘅咧？
For instance, you can be mistaken when you view the nature's grandeur.
当你去睇到呢个自然界嘅荣美嘅时候，可能亦都俾到一个嘅错觉你。
Of course, that's an obvious observation, right? Because some of us see the created God behind the wonders of nature.
有啲人会睇到呢一切嘅自然界嘅后边系有一个创造主。
But if you go down on Queens Boulevard today,
但另一方面，如果你行去呢个嘅皇后大道，
many people don't see that. They suppress the truth.
咁但好多人去又睇唔到一样咁嘅嘢。
Again, non-verbal
information is limited.
一些只是不是文字上表达出来的意思是会很有限。
Let me illustrate that. Suppose you're vacationing.
假设你现在去旅行了。
And you're driving around a part of the country that you're not familiar with.
你去到一个你不熟悉的城市。
And you know, it's an illustration, so you know, you gotta take that into consideration. Your GPS isn't working.
突然间你的GPS坏了。
And you know, your rental car, you forgot to ask for any physical maps.
咁你去呢架车系你租嘅，里边亦都冇地图。
And no one in your car knows anything about the area.
咁但系喺你同车嘅人，冇一个人去熟悉呢一座嘅城市。
And the only thing you have in the car is your niece's 4-year-old crayon drawing of where their house is in the community.
咁唯一就系话啊，好似你个细路哥喺度画嗰啲吓啊呢个粉笔画。
Okay, so no words are on the map, right? It's just a picture. House, tree, street.
只是一个粉笔画上面有屋、有树、有街。
You get the picture, right? Words will help you here, right? If it spells it out.
文字很多时候说话可以令你更加容易去明白。
Right, the GPS, spoken word, right? The human guide. You know, the person next to you saying, turn right, turn left, right? Stop here.
无论是这个GPS,他讲出的说话,或者一个人坐在你隔离,告诉你,帮你带路,都是讲出来的说话,文字。
The map with names of the streets, the roads, the places, the landmarks, the scale of measurement, you know, the miles you gotta go, will guide you better. Right? To your destination. So, then with no words.
地图上面的字告诉你每条街的街名，每一个之间的距离，是更加让你清楚知道怎样去行。
I hope you're getting the picture, because it's describing what the entire Psalm 19 is about.
因为这个就是这个诗篇第十九篇告诉我们的东西。
The beauty, the awe of nature's wonders can give you, yes, information about God.
自然界是可以将神的一些东西告诉你。
But it's limited.
但很有限。
You can misinterpret what is conveyed to you by nature.
但很多时候，你去看这个自然界，可能会给了这个错误的引导。
You can miss the message.
你可能会忘记了，看不到里面的信息。
And what a tragedy that would be, right? Because then you won't find your destination, you won't find your purpose.
你去找不到你的目的地，找不到目的在哪里。
Because nature would be like a drawing, like a picture without words.
因为这个自然界好像一幅图画那样，是完全没有文字的图画。
Tim Keller, a famous preacher in this area, says this, the message of Psalm 19 as a whole is as great as nature is, it can't revive the soul.
Tim Keller讲过，头先我讲一句说话，就话这个自然界唔可以将呢个嘅灵魂去苏醒。
So it can't give you what your heart needs most. It can give you information about the glory of God, right? But it can't revive the soul.
它可以将这些东西描绘了出来，但不可以令到这个灵魂去苏醒。
You and I know, if you appreciate nature, it's magnificent.
当你去看自然界，自然界很漂亮。
It tells you the story, right, about the glory, the power of the living God.
它将这个永生的神的荣耀去展示出来。
But if you want to know specifically that this transcendent God loves you, wants to know you, has a purpose for you in your living, in your life, you need words, the Word of God, Scriptures.
但你唯有靠过这个圣经，而真是知道神要同你去讲啲咩嘢。
Now, how do we test that premise out?
我怎么知道呢?
Let's try this. How do you know God is love? God is love.
你怎么知道神是爱呢?
How do you know that?
你怎么知道神是爱呢?
Let me challenge you. Do you know that by looking at the sun, looking at nature?
你望下呢个自然界，望下太阳， 你睇唔睇到神是爱呢三个字呢？
By keenly observing how nature works?
你淨係去好小心去观察呢个自然界，睇唔睇到神是爱呢三呢一样嘢呢？
Let me give you some of the dark sides of nature. Hurricanes.
或者你諗下呢个嘅台风。
Volcanoes.
呢个火山。
Forest fires.
呢个嘅山火。
Avalanches.
呢个嘅雪崩。
Tsunamis.
呢个嘅海啸。
Tornadoes.
呢个嘅海啸，tornado you what?
Not龙卷风。 Tornadoes.
唔系番茄，系呢个龙卷风。
Do you look at how nature really works? Do you analyze it?
咁如果睇下呢个自然界点样样去行动嘅时候，
Do you see the animals in the wild in a pack? One of them gets disease. What happens? They eat it.
咁你睇唔睇到喺呢个自然界里边，如果其中一只动物系有病嘅时候，其他嘅会食咗佢咧？
Right. If you really observe nature, the strong eat the weak.
呢个嘅弱肉强食。
The lion, why is the lion called king of the jungle, right? Why?
点解呢个嘅狮子，我哋话系万兽之王呢？
Because if you're an animal in the jungle, you don't, or a human in the jungle, you don't mess with a lion, right? If you want to live.
你唔想喺呢个森林里边见到呢个狮子。
In nature, the strong eat the weak.
喺呢个自然界里边，弱肉强食系自然嘅。
And you know, it's not much different in the human world, right?
其实喺人类嘅社会都系一样。Whoever
has the most nuclear weapons wins.
边个国家有最多嘅核子武器，就系最强大啦。The
powerful want more power.
强嘅想爱更多嘅权力。The
wealthy want more wealth.
一个富足嘅富有钱嘅人想更多嘅钱。
And if you get in their way, they crush you.
你想阻住佢，佢即刻咧摧毁你。
See, that's how nature works.
呢个自然就系咁样。
If you astutely observe the animal kingdom, the fallen world.
其实你睇呢个嘅自然界，动物嘅世界就好似人类堕落嘅世界一样。
Let me ratchet up a bit.
我简单啲讲。
Look at human history.
你睇下人类嘅历史。
Can you see? Again, question is, how do you know God is love? Can you see from your studies of history? Some of you are good at history, like this gentleman here, right? Can you see through history that God is love?
如果你睇历史嘅时候，你会唔会觉得神系爱呢？
Read any book.
或者睇任何一本书。
I challenge you, read any book about human history, any century.
你揀任何一本嘅历史书，讲任何一个历史嘅时代，你可唔可以话神系爱呢？
Does it tell you that God is love?
会讲到话神系爱呢？
Okay, how about the religions of the world?
或者睇下世上嘅宗教。
You know, certainly all the varying religions of the world will tell you that love, a God is love, right?
每一个嘅宗教都话神系爱。
You got to check it out. Better, you'll be surprised. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised about the essential messages of all the religions of the world except Christianity.
除了基督教之外，很多嘅宗教都未必会话俾你听神嘅中心思想讲到神系爱。
There is no, you can check it out. There is no other religion other than Christianity that puts love at the center, as a central message, at the center, very center of who God is. None, zero, nada.
咁你如果真系睇下世界上面宗教嘅时候，真系冇边一个除咗基督教之外，话俾你听啊呢个嘅中心系爱。
So where did anybody in the world ever come up with the idea that an infinite, transcendent God, right behind nature, is the God of love? How do you know that?
我会话俾你听喺呢一切嘅创造之嘅后边系一个无尽全能嘅神，佢里边嘅爱咧。
It's from the Bible, God's word to you.
唯有系从圣经里边，喺圣经里边话俾你听嘅说话。
Some people don't believe the Bible is God's word.
有些人不信，他说圣经是神的话语。
In fact, many who say and believe that it is God's word, they don't take it seriously.
有些人不觉得是一件很重要的事。
They don't study it as they should.
他们也不会去看圣经。
As if it was God's very own words.
看不到这个圣经是的而且确是神的话语。
There are a whole lot of other ideas in the Bible.
在圣经里面有其他的意思。
Besides the truth that God is love that you're going to have to come to grips with.
也有其他的道理我们要知道。
That's why you have to take it serious. You have to study it.
你要去看这个圣经。
Because it's the only revelation from God that will save your soul.
因为唯有这些的显示只要告诉你听可以去帮你去拯救你的灵魂。
Theologians call nature general revelation. That's going to fall short of saving your soul.
自然界可以去基本上面告诉你听一些的事但是它救不到你的灵魂。
It will take God's, as the theologians call, God's special revelation. God's word.To restore your soul.
唯有是神的话语他特别的启示可以将这个信息带出来给你。
Teddy, if you don't mind to go back to verse 7 so you see the hinge of, again, it's the hinge meaning there's quite a change from general revelation to special revelation in this psalm. That points to that fact.
我睇翻去呢个诗篇十九篇嘅第七节，啱啱里边就系从一个普通嘅启示转为一个嘅特别嘅启示。
Do you see that? I like to see that. Show that to you for yourself. Because again, if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to teach you through the Word of God. Going to teach you. The law of the Lord is perfect. What does it say next? Reviving the soul.
能苏醒人心。
See, the word law there is the word Torah.
律法这个字就是这个就是 Torah, 这个摩西五经里面那句的说话。
Torah is Hebrew, right? Because again, Old Testament, mostly Old Testament written in Hebrew. Torah is the most, a very embracing term.
是一个字是将很多东西是包含在里面。
Torah is not limited to the specific legal commands as our word in English, at least, I don't know about Chinese, maybe Wilson could tell you, about the word use of law.
不是只有很多时候律法不是只是讲某一个的法律上面的一个说话。
Anybody here know the root meaning of Torah?
有没有人知道 Torah 这个字的字根在哪里呢
We got some legal people here. You know, I saw Crystal over there. You got some legal people here. What's the meaning behind Torah?
Torah 解什么呢
Anyone? Any Hebrew experts? Instruction. Instruction.
Torah 这个字本来意思是解这个的教导。
It has to do with everything God has revealed and says.
是将神去想去讲个说话去揭示的嘢去话俾你听。
So our best equivalent would be what? The word of God, the scriptures.
咁最好嘅就係话係就係神嘅说话神嘅圣经。
And that word reviving, again, not a part of verse 7a, the word reviving is the same word that's translated in Psalm 23. Restoring your soul. He restoreth my soul, it says, Psalm 23.
等于好似呢个嘅诗篇第二十三篇咁样，佢讲到就话佢令到人嘅得到呢个嘅安慰佢灵魂得到苏醒一样。
I hope you see the importance of that. You're made body and soul, right? The soul is your essence, the essence of your being.
人有呢个身体，有灵魂，个灵魂系人内中最重要嘅部分。
It's your inner makings, your inner spiritual self.
令到人的在这个属灵上面能够得到苏醒。
The Bible calls it your heart. It's who you are.
他说你的心是哪一个你就是哪一个。
And that word restore or revive indicates there's something wrong with your soul.
他说啲人话你有问题嘅时候，会话你嘅灵魂嗰度有呢个问题。
Because what's behind the word revive is the word for a house. that's so dilapidated, it's so falling apart that you can't live in it. You can't live in that.
你想象中好似一间屋吓，佢败坏到个地步，你住都唔可以住到入去嘅。
And so the implication is our souls have been crushed. That's what the Bible's saying. Our souls have been crushed.
咁呢个圣经讲到就话，你嘅灵魂系俾人哋去压碎咗。
But let me put it this way: our souls are in disrepair.
或者你嘅灵魂系受到好极大嘅伤害。
They desperately need revival. They need to be restored.
系需要你去重新令佢苏醒，去恢复过嚟。
Why is that?
点解会系咁咧？
Because according to the Bible, our souls are crushed and in dereliction. Partly because what? We live with a lot of trouble that's coming down on us. You know that firsthand. You're a human being. Presently, you're being crushed by troubles around you.
在今日里面有很多的困难在我们的周围。
But that's not just the end. It's saying here that the troubles are within you too.
他说这个困难不单是在我们的旁边，也在我们的内里的里面。
Or let me put it this way, another way that the Bible puts it, our sins and our flaws are killing us. It's killing us, it's destroying our souls.
你说这个我们自己的罪，也是不断的伤害我们。
So you and I, as human beings, we desperately need to have our souls restored, refreshed, reinvigorated, revived. And Psalm 19 is saying, if you look at nature, it's not going to restore your soul.
他说你这边19篇就说，你这样看这个自然界，不能够令到灵魂得到苏醒。
You know what observing nature and all its wonders is going to make you feel?
当你去猛地看这个自然界的时候，会拿到一个什么的后果出来呢？
Like a speck of dust.
好像这个微尘一样。
The only thing that's going to restore your soul is the idea that the infinite, transcendent God of the universe loves you.
有像一个无尽，你看得透的神去爱你一样。
And I can enter into a personal relationship with him.
而我可以进入一个个人的关系。
That's the only thing that's going to revive and restore, reinvigorate your soul.
唯有这样的时候，令到你的灵魂可以打了强心针一样。
And the only place, according to Psalm 19 and other places in the Bible, the only place you're going to find that out is the scriptures.
而唯一一个地方可以告诉你的，就是这个圣经。
You see how important God's word is?
你看到神的圣经对你是多重要呢？
You need it. You need to digest it.
你需要去明白，去咀嚼。
But it's not just that the scriptures tell us about the love of God in general.
不是只说很简单，知道神爱你这么简单。
It's in the words of the scriptures.
在神的话语里面。
That we learn in specific the grace of God.
在里面去明白到神的伟大。
You see, you're not saved by what you do.
我们做过的事不可以救我们。
You're saved by what Jesus did.
你能够得救是因为神为你做过的事。
What he has accomplished and done for you.
他为你做的事，令到你能够得救。
That's the reason why ultimately the gospel, the good news, is not live a good life.
所以这个福音不是告诉你，你怎样过一个好的生活。
See, if that was the essence of the message of the Bible, that's something you don't need words to get across. You just need an example.
你只需要一个例子去明白。
You just get a good example, that'll do. You don't need words.
你不需要话语了，你只要看见有一个人做得好好，你跟着他做，就是这样。
But that's not the good news of the Bible. The good news of the Bible is Jesus Christ has done everything necessary to revive your soul for you.
而真正的福音就是说，神去为你做了每一样东西，令到你的灵魂得到苏醒。
He lived the perfect righteous life that you ought to have lived and won't live.
他为你去过了你应该本来要去过那个完美的生活。
And he dies in your place.
他为了你去死。
to pay the just penalty for your sins and transgressions against God, against others.
他为你去付上了这个罪的代价.
And only when you grasp that and His grace can you be sure that God loves you and will love you forever.
而唯有当你去明白到这个道理的时候, 你才可以去被神所爱.
Now you might be thinking, for a long time, how do we know that God's going to not change His mind and that God's heart is for you forever?
你怎知道神是永远都是在后面去支持你、爱你的呢?
That's why you got to digest the gospel. You have to.
你就要去明白这个圣经的讲的说话.
It's through Jesus Christ. That's how you know that the infinite, transcendent God loves you and will love you forever to the praise of His glory.
去看这个圣经, 让你去明白.
And the only way to find that out is through the declared words of the Holy Scriptures.
在这个圣经里面,
and if that's true, you desperately need to hear the words of the Bible.
如果你要去听神的福音,
for your soul's sake.
为到你的灵魂的缘故,
if that's what you need, how are you going to receive the words of God?
那你怎样去接受神的圣经呢?
Well, Psalm 19 tells you at the end about searching. Search me, O God.
在里面他说, 神啊, 求你去, 监察我,
look at me.
求你去, 望着我,
can you hit the verse 14 cause, so that people can see it? Because again, the word of God is powerful.
去看这个诗篇第十九篇的第十四节.
This is what the psalmist says to the Lord. He's praying to God, right? It's a psalm, right? Or he might be singing to God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my God and my Redeemer.
在十四节他说,耶和华我的磐石,我的救赎主啊, 愿我口中的言语,心里的意念,在你面前蒙悦纳.
There are two principles here you got to keep in balance, and I get this from Tim Keller. Two principles you have to keep in balance here concerning this last verse.
在这个经文里面,这段,这一段的章节里面,给到我们有两个的道理.
Again, you need to keep in balance both of these, or you'll be out of balance.
你要将这两个道理去呢,
you won't actually receive God's word the way you should when you hear the word of God read and preached if you don't keep these in balance.
你要将两样东西去, 明白,
okay, you ready? On the one hand, you have to, just like the psalmist, examine your heart with the message, with God's message, with the sermon. You have to examine your heart.
你要听到神的信息的时候,
and you have to also examine the message with the scripture to hear God's message.
另一方面就说, 当你去看这个讲道的时候, 你都要去, 看回圣经究竟是不是这样讲?
Let me repeat that so you don't miss it. First, again, got to keep it balanced. The first part, you have to examine your heart, your soul, the core of your being, with the sermon if you want to hear God's message to you.
如果想去听到神的, 这个的讲道的时候, 你要去, 看完, 听完讲道了, 同时之间, 你要去监察你自己的心.
Okay, that's one side of the scale. Here's the second side.
这个一边, 另一边是什么呢?
You also have to examine the sermon with the scripture.
但另一方面, 你都要去, 你听讲道的时候, 同样都要看回圣经究竟是不是这样讲呢?
If you want to hear God's message for you,
如果想要听到神真正要对你的信息,
you have to keep those balanced.
你要去保持这个平衡.
And the sad part is, most of us, including myself, we don't do that.
但很多时候我自己其实都没有这样去做.
You see, you have to examine your heart with the message, with the sermon.
你用这个的, 讲道来去监察你的心。
You have to be willing to sit humbly under the message, under the sermon. Really listen to what God's message is in it.
你当你去听这个讲道的时候，你是不是带着一个谦卑的心去听呢？
Most of us don't do that.
很多时候我们都不是。
That's not what I do when I go hear a sermon.
很多时候我们好像讲道的时候都不是这样。
Because you know what our natural tendency is?
很多时候我们听讲道我们的习惯是什么呢?
We just sit in judgment of the preacher.
I'm sorry.
We sit in judgment of the preacher.
啊，好像是个牧师啊，在话紧我咁。
See, we look at the source, not the message.
我哋好多时候净系去睇下啊，嗰、那个嚟嘅人未必系真系去睇呢个讲道、那个道理讲啲咩嘢。
But you have to listen and ask, is the message true?
你听嘅时候，你会问一个问题，就话呢、这个讲道系咪啱嘅咧
？I give you an illustration from the Bible. Numbers 22 is a story told to us about a prophet named Balaam.
咁喺呢个嘅民数记第廿二章里边讲到一个嘅先知叫做巴兰。
If you're familiar with Numbers 22, you know the story. Balaam is starting to disobey God, go astray.
咁呢个巴兰呢个嘅先知，佢开始咧唔听神嘅说话。
And God is trying to shake him up. He can't get Balaam's attention.
咁神咧想啊想咧去提下啊呢、这个嘅巴兰。
And finally, as a last resort, Balaam is on a trip. He's riding on an animal, an ass, a donkey.
咁啊，巴兰有一次要出去啊，骑住一只驴仔去出去。
And miraculously, God begins to speak through the ass, the donkey.
突然之间咧，呢、这个神用呢只驴仔去同巴兰讲嘢。
God touches the donkey and begins to prophesy, to speak to the prophet Balaam.
咁呢个神用呢只嘅驴仔吓、啊，去对呢个先知巴兰倒翻转头向佢讲说话。
The ass gives God's word to Balaam.
呢个嘅驴仔啊，将呢个神嘅话语俾翻呢个先知巴兰。
Now I know there are many themes and messages to stories in the Bible, right? And sometimes it's hard to figure. And this could be one of them in Numbers 22 that God is teaching us what? He can use even a donkey, an ass, to give you God's word.
咁神喺圣经里边有好多唔同嘅故事，但系喺呢个情形里边，神用一只驴仔去对一个先知嚟讲嘢。
But you see the point. You've got to ask: is this God's word? Is it true? Not necessarily the messenger.The message, the truth, is it true or not?
咁当你去听一个讲道嘅时候，唔理讲道嗰个人系边一个，你会唔会问一个问题就话呢一篇讲道系咪啱嘅咧？
See, the real question is not is the preacher an ass? Right? That's not the question, right?
所以唔系驴，系个牧师或者系只驴仔。
But is he right?
究竟佢讲嘅嘢啱唔啱咧？
Is God's truth
神是不是真实的呢
being sent forth
当你去将这个样东西送出去的时候是不是真是不是对的
呢 See, preachers aren't perfect
没有一个讲道的人是完美
But the Bible clearly says the law Torah instruction of the Lord is perfect
但是在这个经文很清楚说耶和华的律法
Okay, you got to understand that.
哦，你要明白呢一样嘢。
What's the main instruction in the Bible?
咁圣经里边究竟教你嘅系一样咩嘢咧
？It's God revealing His rescue plan, His redemption, His restoration, His revival of a fallen world.
而是将在这个堕落的世界神究竟将一样什么的东西去将你揭示讲给你听呢
The word of God can revive your soul.
而神的话语这里说能够苏醒人心。
And according to Numbers 2, even an ass, a donkey that God wills can read and preach to you the perfect law of God.
他说神就算坐在一个驴仔上都可以将这个传备的福音这个信息告诉你。
Whether you think so or not this morning, God's not wasting your time. He's not wasting your time. The word of God is preached and read to you. It's not a waste of your time.
当神的圣经向你去读出来，向你传讲的时候，唔系要去嘥你嘅时间。
You're not here by accident. Listen for God's message. You got to get out of your self-righteousness, your judgmentalism. You got to be humbled, it says. Humbled by the message.
今天你来到神的圣殿不是一件偶然的事，究竟今天你来到的时候，是不是带着这个谦卑的心去听神的福音呢？
Now again, there's a balance here. That's one side. Here's the other side that a lot of people make the opposite mistake, go to the other extreme, which is really bad.
而另一方面，很多人就走咗去另一个极端。
The opposite mistake is you can be too uncritical, too uncritical.
另一方面就可能你对于个讲道嘅人完全去讲嘅嘢系全盘接纳嘅。
That means you don't check what the minister is saying is true.
究竟呢个讲道嘅人讲嘅嘢系咪啱嘅咧？
You take it for granted.
可能你觉得啊，佢讲乜我咪信乜咯。
You don't look at the word of God yourself to see if truth is taught.
咁究竟呢个人讲嘅嘢系咪真系将真理话咗俾你听咧？
Everything the preacher says must be verified with what? The word of God.
你牧师无论讲咗咩嘢都好，都应该你去走翻去圣经睇下佢讲嘅嘢系啱唔啱。
Don't make an idol out of any church, any denomination, any preacher.
我哋唔应该将任何一个教会、任何一个宗派，甚至任何一个牧师，将佢变成你嘅偶像。
Compare what the teaching is with the Bible.
将佢讲嘅嘢都同呢个圣经，将呢个嘅章节去提到一次。Because
you're talking about matters that pertain to your soul.
因为呢一样嘢系同你嘅灵魂系有关系。You
don't want to be led astray. You don't want to be led into any falsehood.
因为你唔想一个人教错咗你，你信错咗。That's
why it's very important that Pastor Thomas brought up in the session meeting that there's a cult going on in Chinese church circles called, what was it, Blue Lightning, Pastor Thomas, it's called?
Eastern Lightning. 咁就麦牧师喺呢个堂会嘅会议里边去提醒我哋，今日喺纽约市有一个嘅邪教，叫做东方闪电。
People are coming in and spreading false teaching, especially those who are, you are Mandarin speaking. They come in and talk to mainly women, giving the falsehood.
咁我啲呢一个嘅东方闪电派嘅人，去到唔同嘅教会，特别系针对嗰啲讲国语嘅人，尤其系讲国语嘅妇女，将呢个错谬嘅信息话俾佢听。
So again, balance.
佢认为每一样嘢需要喺里边有一个嘅平衡。Almost
everybody either, on the one hand, sits in judgment, self-righteously. Right? Against the source or the preacher. Or they're completely naive, vulnerable, gullible.
啲人好多时一方面对个讲道嘅人，可能咧，对佢好多嘅批评，好多嘅批判。但另一方面，亦都要好小心对佢个牧师讲嘅嘢，我哋有冇真系要小心去查清楚咧？
Can you got to do both? And here's an easy way to summarize what I've just said. Examine your heart with a sermon. Okay, that's one side. Examine your heart with a sermon.
一方面用呢个去圣经呢个嘅讲道去监察我哋嘅内心。
But at the same time, you got to examine the sermon with the scriptures.
另一方面亦都用呢个去圣经去监察呢个讲道系啱唔啱。
And that's not easy to do.
唔系一样好容易我哋要可以做到嘅嘢。
And almost none of us does it excitably.
好多时亦都唔会咁样做。
We all tend to do one or the other. We don't have the balance.
我哋好多时系其中一个，好难喺中间攞到一个嘅平衡。
The word of God God's special revelation will grow you, grow your faith, revive your soul.
神的这个特殊的启示, 啊, 令到你的人心得到这个苏醒。
Now finally, how is it possible for David, the psalmist, to look at the perfect law of God and all its demands, its perfect demands upon him for the righteous life, and say, I love that, it's beautiful, I love it.
咁大卫佢点样样去做去睇到啊呢一啲嘅说话话语系好嘅咧
？What is enabling him to say that? What is reviving his soul?
佢点样做去帮助佢苏醒佢嘅心咧
？Why isn't the demands of the law of God crushing him? Because the demands really crush us, right?
因为当时佢嘅心系俾好多嘅人去压碎。
Because the law of God doesn't it tell you all the things you're doing wrong to you, crushing you, pushing you down?
很多时候很多人去将你去拱低。
Doesn't it give you such a great high standard that if you understand it, that you can't live up to it, that you feel bad about it?
会不会说是一个标准高度根本是没有人可以做到的呢?
So how could it revive the soul?
怎样去苏醒你的心呢?
Why doesn't it just make him feel worse?
或者为什么不可以将他更加觉得很难受呢?
Well, the key again is verse 14.
亦都再一次讲翻系第十四节.
Teddy, if you don't mind, verse 14, you got it there. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my hearts be, and there's the key, acceptable. Acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
系呢个嘅十四节，佢话。 愿神你的话语是成我的磐石是能够在你面前是蒙你的悦纳
You know that word acceptable in the Hebrew Bible refers to sacrifice
这个蒙悦纳在希伯来的原文就是讲一个牺牲
And if you're familiar with the Old Testament and the Levitical laws and the Mosaic laws you know what that's about
如果你很熟悉这个圣经里面或者摩西的法典的时候你会很清楚知道
Again, I can only quickly summarize here This is what the Levitical and Mosaic law says Make sure you bring your animal to the tabernacle to be sacrificed But make sure it's perfect
他说你将这些动物带到这个会幕的前面去献祭的时候 之前你要肯定一样嘢，呢个嘅献祭嘅动物系完美嘅。
If you read through the Old Testament, that animal can't have a flaw, can't have a blemish.
呢个动物唔可以有任何嘅残缺。
That means it's going to cost you. It's got to be the best of your animals.
系你动物之中，你嘅牲畜之中最好嘅。
Because it must be a perfect. Acceptable sacrifice.
因为是一个完美完全的一个献祭。
So how can David say? The law is perfect. I know I can turn around and offer myself up to you, O Lord. How can he say that?
那你怎么样啊？将我自己献上去啦。
Is David naive? Does he know his heart?
他知唔知佢自己嘅心喺边一度咧？
Of course he knows his heart. Look at Psalm 51. He knows his heart.
在这个诗篇51篇，他讲到话，他很清楚知道自己内心喺边一度。
He says in other places in the Psalms, I was conceived in sin.
他话我喺罪里边生出嚟。
So how can he say that God would be completely pleased with him as he offers himself up? Is an acceptable sacrifice.
咁佢点样话将自己献出嚟成为一个蒙悦纳嘅祭咧
？Well, you know the answer, right? Many centuries later, one of David's descendants, Jesus, offers up the acceptable, perfect. Sacrifice.
因为喺好多代之后，大卫其中一个嘅子孙将自己去献出嚟。
And as you read the Bible, New Testament, you know Jesus delighted to do His Heavenly Father's will.
但耶稣很愿意、很乐意地将自己去奉献出来。
He's the only one who delighted perfectly, pored over it day and night, wanted to obey it fully, the law of God.
他是那一个很乐意将自己完全奉献出来的那一位。
And he did, according to the Bible, obey it perfectly.
他亦都是完全去跟随神的律法。
And so as a result, he deserved, at the end of his life, because he obeyed it perfectly, to be embraced by God.
他完全去跟随神，所以亦都被神去拥抱他。
He deserved to be blessed, embraced, welcomed by God.
他亦都所以是被神去接纳。
But that did not happen. It did not happen.
但不是这样发生。
What happened?
究竟有什么事发生呢?
What happened at the end of his life?
在他生命的最尽有什么事发生呢?
He wasn't embraced.
他没有受到人家的拥戴。
He was forsaken by everyone, including God the Father on the cross.
甚至在十字架上被天父去离弃。
He was abandoned, tortured.
他是被这个抛弃、被虐待。
He was treated as if he did not obey the law.
他没有, he did not obey the law.
He was treated as if he did not obey the law.
他被人家对待到一个, 被人家对待好像他从来没有跟随过律法一样。
Teddy, if you don't mind, slide. Do I have slide 6 or 5? Is Galatians 3:10 there? Yeah, 3:13. Galatians 3:10 says, For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them.
在加拉太书第三章第十节说,凡以行律法为本的,都是被咒诅的,因为经常记着,凡不常照律法,诸上所记一切之事去行的,就被咒诅。
Okay, according to Paul in Galatians 3:10, no one can be made right before God by the law.
很多,没有人可以被这个律法去书上所记的事去行。
The next slide. And so Galatians, just a few verses later, same chapter, Galatians 3:13, Christ redeems us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree.
13节他说,基督既为我们受了咒诅,就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅, 因为经常记着,还挂在木头上,都是被咒诅的。
And finally, 2 Corinthians 5:21, again summarizes what I've tried to convey in the latter part of the sermon. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
See, David couldn't give God a perfect sacrifice.
大卫不可以给神一个完美的献祭。
He couldn't say to God, I can delight in the law of God because I'm perfect.
他不可以跟神说,因为我完美。
But David rejoiced because he knew what was coming.
因为很清楚知道有什么事会来紧。
Because David's greater son, Jesus, delighted in the law of God with his whole heart.
因为大卫一个子孙,他是很喜欢神的说话。
And Jesus was the spotless Lamb of God, offered as a perfect sacrifice in a believer's place.
他不可以去,只是神前面的一点,未曾的一点,去将自己成为一个完美的献祭。
You see, you got to read Psalm 19, and when you get down to verse 14, you got to think of Jesus.
当你看到第14节的时候,你要想起耶稣基督。
And then everything else in the psalm will be a delight to you.
当你看到这一节的时候,其他的东西,你就会听到,你会乐意去听,去相信。
And then, It'll revive your soul.
会将你的灵魂去苏醒。
So if you know that God looks at you and sees David's greater son, Jesus, offering up perfect sacrifice, praying for your sins, living the life you should have lived, dying a death you should have died, then you can turn to the law and not be afraid.
如果你当神望你的时候，就好似望到佢嘅儿子耶稣基督嘅时候，咁你喺神嘅面前就冇呢个要惧怕嘅地方。
Because the law won't condemn you.
因为呢个法律唔会去咒助你。
Because it condemned Jesus in your place.
因为佢喺耶稣，佢已经去咒助咗耶稣。
Then I can turn to the law of God and delight in it.
咁我可以去转向耶稣嘅时候，好愿乐意喺神嘅面前。
I can turn to God and delight in Him.
咁我可以喺佢面前好欢喜快乐。
Because my soul's been revived.
因为我嘅灵魂得到苏醒。
And you learn that in the Word of God.
你喺神嘅话语里边去明白。
That's why it's precious.
这个就是,
and that's what the psalmist is trying to convey to you this morning. So how about taking it seriously then and digesting it?
让我们可不可以今天很认真地去看这段经文，去咀嚼，去明白呢?
Making it a part of the depth of your being.
就是放在你的内心的深处里面去。
And then when the troubles come,
当困难来到了,
which they will come because we live in a fallen world,
困难始终会来,
you'll be ready, just like the psalmist.
你会准备好,
right? You'll be ready for it.
那你就可以去准备好。
Father, thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
And please help us to understand better the preciousness of your word.
让我们去体会到这个说话。
Yes,
的宝贵,
Lord, nature is marvelous.
这个的, 自然界很神奇,
but it falls short because it doesn't tell us about your love for us.
因为但是他不能够将你的爱去告诉别人听,
it's only the word of God that tells us that.
唯有神的话语去这样告诉我们听,
and so, help us not to be deceived.
让我们今天不会被迷惑,
but to rely and digest on your word.
去咀嚼明白你的说话。
It'll help us, Lord, to get through this life.
去可以去过我们今生。
And to delight in your presence.
去在你的面前好喜乐。
Oh Lord, may you minister to us today through your word and spirit.
求你今天你的话语去监察我们。
Restore, revive our souls today. In Jesus' name we ask that. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求。